कृष्णं जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्य एव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः यस्टरडे द डे वेरी ऑस्पिशियस especially the disappearance day of Raya Ramananda. If we will take out the dialogue between Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu from Chaitanya Charitamrita, then what will happen? Big problem. All the pastimes and established siddhant which Krishna Das Kaviraj has Goswami given, these are like garlands. All the flowers in that garland are very precious. If you will take out one of them, then there will be no garland. All will quickly go out. And thus, garland will be of no value. So all the flowers, all the jewels in that garland are so important on their places that if you will take out any of the jewel from there, then garland will be destroyed. So, first we should know who is Raya Ramananda. We see Raya Ramananda in Chaitanya Charitamrita. First, when Raya Ramananda, Mahaprabhu met with Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. He was a very pakka mayavadi, nirvishesh brahmajnani. He was guru of all kinds of mayavadi. He used to teach all mayavadi sannyasi renowned also. He was so much famous in whole India for his knowledge. But quickly, very soon, he was defeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And mercifully Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he showed his beautiful shape of six-handed, in the shape of Ram, Krishna and Mahaprabhu, three mixed, Shadabhujaru. And at once he fell down on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and took shelter and left Nirvishesh Brahmagyan. Then he accepted that up till now I was thinking that Raya Ramananda was a mad person and lusty person. He does not know any Vedanta Siddhant. He is unaware of Vedanta Sutra. Always he rejects But I know, now I have none by your association. Raramananda is not lusty, nor powerful, nor mad. Oh, he is so supreme lover of Krishna and Radha, now I have. So if you have some regard for me, I want that you should meet Raramananda, my friend, the governor of Pratap Maharudra in South India. He is very good friend of mine, but we have always struggled for argumenting all these things. I never accepted his and he never accepted mine. But anyhow, you are friend. But now I am seeing that, oh, how much learned he is. He is now Rashik Vaishnava. I have seen that. In whole world there is rare Vaishnava like him. So you must meet him. You know, the pastime of Raya Ramananda, once Nishingha Brahmachari, Pradyumna Brahmachari, he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambhira and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked, Prabhu, be kind to me. I want to hear some Harikatha from me, mouth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply answered, I don't know any Harikatha. If you like to hear something, Harikatha, then you can go to same Raya Ramananda, from which I have learned something, very little Harikatha. So you must go. What he is telling? Without accepting any guru, Bhagavat Tat cannot be realized. Jab tak guru na ho, tab tak Bhagavat Tat ko realize nahi kiya ja sakta. Kisi bhi sthiti. So, a person who wants to realize Krishna, his pastimes and everything, then he must accept any guru. Without guru we can. But in this world, gurus are very rare, very rare. Because it is Kali Yuga. In India, we see that all the grihasth family persons, anyhow they accept cool guru, family guru. In America also it is like so, family guru. In Christianity, what they call their guru? Preacher. Priest, father and this. Padre. In India also, cool guru. But it is better than nothing. It is better than nothing. But it cannot give real tattva. It cannot give what a guru gives. So guru accepting is first. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted this because he was Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he sent him to any guru. He went there, but he was not satisfied. He was waiting for meeting to Raya Ramananda, but the servants and gatekeepers told that he is there upside and he is giving a class to very beautiful young tiny ages, any beautiful ladies. And they are called Devadasi of Jagannath Dev. Always they recite so much sweet songs in front of Jagannath Dev. So he is decorating himself, painting all these things and making them so beautiful. And how to dance, how to sing, how to act, he is teaching them. Then he became some disturbed, upset, and he returned. Mahaprabhu told that, have you heard some Harikatha from him? No, I could not hear. Why? Then he could not tell anything. Then he knew, because he is Sarvagya.
Omniscient.
He knew, and he told anyone, oh, go with him, direct him. Anyone cannot accept Guru without help of any Vaishnava. So he told any Mukunda, or I don't remember the name, you should go and help him. And you should pray that I want that he should tell some Harikatha to him. Now, next day, with a Vaishnava, he went there. We cannot realize any good Guru, bona fide Guru, ourselves, because our intelligence is so little and so much defective. Any Vaishnava should help. Otherwise not. Any Vaishnava, realized Vaishnava, he will tell that, you should come with me and I will tell, oh, he is bona fide Guru. Because I have associating him with so many years, I know good character. He is not greedy for worldly money, fame or anything. He is qualified in all kinds of established truths. And he has realized something. Tasmat gurung prapaddeta shreya uttamam shabde precha nishnatam brahmanisha. We cannot judge that he is guru or not. So we will have to first offer ourselves in any Vaishnava lotus feet, and then he will advise us to go there. Mahaprabhu telling, but he has no faith. So only Krishna will not do. So he sent any devotee, Mukunda Das, and he went there. And then Rai Ramana Das, why you have come here? Then that Vaishnava told that Mahaprabhu wants that you should tell some Harikatha. Then he told kindly that what Harikatha pastimes you want to hear? Then he requested him that I want to hear the same thing, same topic as you told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the bank of Godavari. Same thing. He became so happy and began to tell. Sometimes he was overwhelming. Means? And tears began to come, and her heart was melted, sometimes weeping. The glories of Srimati Radhika. How supreme is her love and affection to Krishna, establishing from very lower scale to top scale. Seeing his melting and all these things. Now he realized that I have done some mistakes and offenses in the lotus feet of Rai Ramana. Now he realized. And he became so happy and full satisfied. Then he came and fell flat on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That now I have realized your mercy. How you have done mercy to me. You have sent to Rai Ramana. I never felt him like this, but now I am realizing how top of person he is in bhakti and all tats. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, living in Gambhira, and he was in the mood of राधाया प्रणय महिमा, रिलिशिंग दैट मूड, द ब्यूटी, द माधुर्य ऑफ कृष्ण, वेणु माधुर्य, रूप माधुर्य एंड ऑल अदर्स फोर, एंड ही वॉज टोटली ऑब्जर्व, समटाइम्स लाफिंग, जंपिंग इन शी, समटाइम्स इन हियर एंड देयर. At that time, this Raya Ramananda Sarupa Damodar used to
console.
Sometimes Raya Ramananda told, "Why are you being so? Krishna is always with you. Oh, where he is? Where he is? Oh, he is in your heart. He is in my heart. Chandra Mahaprabhu became so happy. Oh, he is in my heart. Then he." Then they stopped it. So always singing so many songs according to Mahaprabhu's mood. They were like Lalita and Vishakha. Sarupa Damodar Lalita and Raya Ramananda like Vishakha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when after this he heard, he went to search his brother. But really this was not cause. The cause was that he wanted to taste the internal modes of Srimati Radhika. But a guru is needed. Without guru, without the help of guru, anyone cannot do it. Krishna is topmost. Yeah.
Chaitanya.
I am telling. Vishay of Prem. Object of Prem.
Prem.
And Srimati Radhika is Ashray of Love. Topmost, both in their ring. So, Krishna is feeling that I become happy to meet with Radhika. And Radhika also becomes so happy to meet with me. But his happiness is more heavy than myself. If it is weighted in any scale, then Krishna Prem to Radhika will be so light, and Radhika love and affection to Krishna will be so heavy. So Krishna cannot know that why seeing me, meeting me, Radhika is so happy. He wanted to know this. How Krishna is beautiful, I am beautiful. But he could not realize this. So he wanted a guru that can learn the modes of Radhika, and that guru may be always associated with Srimati Radhika. Then he can teach anything to me. So he wanted to meet with Raya Ramananda, that is Vishakha. Why Vishakha? He selected not Lalita. Lalita was there, Sarupa Damodar was there. But Srimati Radhika and Vishakha are same age. Their birth was in one day, in one
moment.
And they were equally qualified and beautiful. Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishakhe. Here Rupa Goswami has told Srimati Radhika Vishakhe. Vishakhe word is not used for Vishakha here. But Lalita Guna Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishakhe. He Vishakhe. Here. So sometimes Srimati Vishakha is called Anuradha also. Though Lalita is called sometimes, but is she also. So, the beauty, the qualities, all are like Radhika, and always mixing and meeting together. Srimati Radhika is, she has 29 kinds of qualities. Among, she is dhira dhira, not prakhara. Lalita is prakhara. Prakhara means speaking. Chastising Krishna. You should know that I am Lalite. Controlling always and taking. No
protecting.
She is telling, Rebekung Srimati Radhika. What? Dhurte Brijandatane Tanusustu Bamyam Ma Dakshina Bhava Kalankini Laghavaya Radhe Sunagriya Hitam Ite Sikshayanting Deving Gunesh Lalitang Lalitang Ma. She is some superior life, controlling Radha and Krishna both. She is telling to Radhika, oh, don't believe in Dhurta Krishna. He is Dhurta. He is cheater. He cheats anyone. So be careful from this. Far away. If he comes, don't talk with her. Always be some angry mood.
Sulky mood.
And don't talk easily. Because it will be easy. You are very simple. So I am telling you not to be like this. Vishakha will not tell. Always like same qualities, same everything. So the mood of Srimati Radhika is like mood of Srimati Vishakha. So he wanted to meet Vishakha, that is
Radha.
And he went there. Only to meet and to select a guru, accept a guru like Radha. And he went there. And in first glance, no words were between them. Seeing each other, they fell on the down ground. He was like a king, Raya Ramananda. He came to take bath in Godavari river with hundreds and thousands of Brahmins. They were reciting Ved mantra. Om Sahasrar Shisha Purusha, like this, all these things. No? By doing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting simply on the bank of Godavari, and he was like this. No cloth, sannyasi vesh, nothing there. Nityananda Prabhu has broken his danda. He was eternal, perhaps a sati, friend of Mahaprabhu, but he also broke. Now, and there was none with him, only Krishna Das, perhaps, maybe, Kala Krishna Das. But he was in the side of Parda, paradise.
Behind the curtain.
Not. He went there, and Raramananda saw him for a distance. He was shining like Sun Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bal sannyasi means a sun rising like reddish bow. And he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he fell flat. Mahaprabhu also fell found on the ground both. After that, they began. Mahaprabhu told him, I have come to you to hear some Harikatha. You should be very kind to me, telling some Harikatha, Krishna Katha. He told that, if you have come to me, I am so low, lower caste of anything. But if you have come to liberate me from this world, then you should be here. I will daily come to you and hear some Harikatha. He told that, I am a mad person, knowing nothing. So, here one thing is there. Who was the guru of Rai Ramananda? Who was guru? We don't know. He accepted any guru or not, I cannot say. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, never written. So how can we accept him like a Vaishnava? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted me, otherwise we could not accept. He told that kiva vipra, kiva nashi, shudra kanyo nai, jai krishna tattaveta se. Jai krishna tattaveta. Whether sannyasi, he may be grihastha, no harm. He may be shudra, he may be anyone. No mind. But he should know Krishna Tattva. And he should practice it. And he should be realized something. Then he should be accepted like Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted Swarup Damodar. He was Mayabadi Brahmachari Sannyasi. He accepted Gopal Guru, Gopal Bhatta, who was in South, his guru was Sri Sampradaya. He was of Sri Sampradaya. We don't know anywhere and abouts of all the Mahaprabhu accepted them their friends. So many were. But all were so much high class of Vaishnava. So anyone, he may be Shudra, any Grihastha, he may be accepted as Guru. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him like this. And then a discourse was going on. He told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, I want to know what is Sadhya and Sadhana. Sadhan tattva kahato more. What is sadhya means?
Ultimate goal.
Ultimate goal. And what is? Process. But I want that you should quote Shastra, Sat Shastra. Ved, Upanishad, Vedanta. And especially Srimad Bhagavatam, Amal Puran, Amal Praman. Then he began to tell, and quoting what he was telling with the quotations of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta, Sutra, Puran, and other things. First he told that there may be so many objects, sadhya, and there may be also so many sadhans, process. And he told one by one, like steps, but all were different, not as a ladder. All were swatantra sadhan and swatantra sadhya.
Independent
object and independent process. Rai Ramananda has not made it like step by step. Like, first he told that Varnashram Dharma, to follow the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma and to worship Vishnu is only way of getting Sadhya object. Why he told? What he told? The Varnashram Ashrama Acharata Puman Vishnu Aradhyate Pantha Nannato Shakara. Vaishnava Dharma. What is Varnashram Dharma? To obey father and mother. To tell true. And married life should be there. And so much love and affection for wife and husband, each other. Supporting children. And in that, the life is to worship Vishnu. To worship Vishnu is process. And the result of that is the object of that. What is that object? Process is Varnashram Dharma. Accepting any cool guru or guru and worshipping Vishnu in this family life.